Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Again, we have God instructing his people to run away, flee, get away from Jerusalem, because there is great disaster coming from the north. He says he's going to destroy Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, or the daughter of heaven. She has been so beautiful and delicate, but doesn't seem so anymore. Shepherds come and pitch camp around her. They each have their own little piece. They're preparing for battle against the city. They're going to attack at noon. But the daylight fades and the shadows grow long. So they decide they will attack at night and destroy her fortresses. God says to them, cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. He's actually telling the enemies what to do to oppress his own people, his own city. This city must be punished. It is filled with oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. So this is wickedness that never stops. It is never satisfied. It never runs out. The spring never runs out. It is a well of great wickedness and evil. Violence and destruction can be found in her everywhere. God says, your sickness and wounds are before me. This sickness is a moral sickness. This is a sickness of evil, and the wounds are the wounds, the moral wounds that the people inflict on each other. He tells Jerusalem to take warning, or he's going to turn away from them, and the land will be desolate, and that no one can live in it. Surely this is a warning to God's church, even here in our country. There's been many warnings against this country. This country has not stopped its clamour, its downward progression into horror, moral destitution. Every kind of evil is allowed and permitted. Drugs are used openly. No one does a thing about it. Children are abused. It's just one thing after another. We legalise, we moralise, we allow every kind of immorality that we can think of. Nothing is beyond the pale anymore. And God is going to destroy maybe even his city here in this country, his people who do not stand up against it and who themselves practice oppression against those who are truly his people and who stand for holiness and righteousness. The wickedness in this country does seem to pour out without stopping. There seems to be no end in it. And it seems to be a very good picture of where we are right now. If we do not turn away, God will make the land desolate and no one will live in it. It is so difficult. It is so difficult in these days to know what to speak up about and what not to speak up about. But we are cowed into silence. Our fear and our feeling of being afraid and of not wanting to be ill thought of has turned us into a position of silence. And we will all have to think about what we're going to say at the end to our Lord and our Maker.